Thank you very much.
So I had to run off a book, including that.
Why should we?
No, I want to.
Why should we? We are telling
what? You are telling minister.
There is a resolution.
They were also a late CD from Matala Rokic, whom I would certainly like to think about. And then I'm just not too sure that I have by now got everything. If not, if there are other late arrivals, I'll be able to see them today. But speaking for myself, I don't have an objection in principle of being included later.
Thank you. than the promises.
Right.
Then we'll just wait for that 100 to distribute the CD, those to tell you. Then for it, it's okay. Now, maybe what we need to decide now is that if we are looking for chief men, how many do we need to produce in order to get this?
There are, I think it's useful to try to go for double the number that you're looking for, and one usually ends up with something more than that in order to be inclusive for all of the parties' choices. But that's an ideal kind of a balance. But if we aim to double the number, we will end up with more than that, but that seems to be a kind of approach.
Maybe 15? We then get the men distributed. It might not be necessary for those who are just Bonandia.
Yes,
but
he's
just trying
to
get something. Yeah, he wants to get this room. He's going to get the minutes of the
Not
just a bit, just to understand them, maybe give us some. So we'll wait for a minute, and then we can adjust for a few minutes until it's here. Then we can go for this. What time is it now? 11 o'clock, we can go. Other nominations. We'll just see how we roll out the list. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I think from the ANC side, we'd like to put on the short list for interview the following applicants. First one would be number 116. I don't know if they are numbered the same way. Number 116, that is. Mokubela Jacob Siekwe. Then the next one would be. Let me go, Paddy. 116. And then the next one would be. 117. Maxwell Moss. The next one would be. 118. Lindiwe Mukate. Next one would be 119, Advocate Lawrence Mushwana. Next one, 120, Tembeka Thelma Khama. Next one is 121, LC Mashangu Kabindi. The next one is 122, Advocate Wallace Mkote, and the next one is 123, Ephraim Mushakani. Next one is 115, Andre Gaum, Advocate Andre Gaum. Then the two last ones here would be, I think, 92, Advocate Norma Dodge Omemani. and
92.
Normal thoughts or memory. Then the last one from our side would be Espin Bully. It's 107. This is the number 107. That's what.
Thank you.
Clarification. So do I understand correctly that all the resumes which we received at the last moment and which were the object of our blind condonations are in fact all the resumes and basically it's the full extent of the NC nomination?
Yes, this is the ANC nomination. Some of them are in the list that was already distributed, others are the ones that came in later. See, that's why I was saying from the ANC side that shouldn't we give ourselves enough time to look even at the new CVs and compare them properly with the others that are in the list. But then the meeting during the in the chat room felt that is not really but that is the ANC list that we are putting forward.
Mr. Ambrosin?
I'm not sure how to put it, Mr. Chairman. I just feel I've been told a used car without an engine. I expect that we agreed to the notion of condoning late submissions. But then we are now confronted that that process was only to condone the late submission to the NC candidate, the candidate supported by the NC, and only the support, and the NC is only supporting candidates with late submission. I'm not suggesting that there is anything wrong, but it has placed us in a sense of discomfort in looking at the other 100. And seven resumes which came on time, which at first glance bear a weight of much greater qualifications academically and professional. And one needs to ask himself whether we're not confronting with a situation of an affair complete, where all these people applied at the latest, at the last moment, and they are supported. That's the process we are involved in. So I think it would help us all if we had a sense of how much flexibility there is on the ANC side in going beyond their list.
Yeah, it's not as if when we put forward these names as ANC, they are automatically all taken. But they will be interviewed. That is our expectation. That they will be interviewed, but in the light of the point that Ambrosin is making, maybe we should consider, for the sake of flexibility as a request, increasing the number of people we want to consider for interviews. That is the shortlist. We said earlier there should be 15, but maybe we might want to be flexible with this and increase the number. Because these people will all have to be subjected to interviews, not as if just because they are nominated by the ANC, they will automatically be appointed.
Chair, before I give you the DA list, let me say that this is your list, your proposal is now consists almost entirely of the new submissions. So this is on a scale which causes discomfort. I must say, you've literally from 116 right through to 123, they're all the new people, and including 115. And this truly is on a scale that is uncomfortable. Now, I'm about to give you our list, and we target 15, but I would like to appeal to the ANC to start thinking now of reducing their list, rather than simply expanding it, because otherwise you are inviting us to think that we will now be interviewing an enlarged number of people, maybe 20, 25, and at the end of all of that, you're going to choose your own people anyway. And
that is not in the spirit of how these appointments ought to be done. So please, sir, if you would start contemplating cutting this back considerably. We did condone late nominations, but we cannot end up with a situation where almost the entire list consists of those late ones. Then there is something wrong. Our list is as follows. Number 10, Dr. Muhammad. Number 11, Professor Hussein Solomon. Number 25, Professor Gumbi. Number 26, Sarkin. Number 35, Len Hubert. Number 36, Sandy Bai. Number 39, Tibanyane. 49, Janet Cherry. 57, Christina Bentley. Number 60, Bukelwa Hines. We then have a whole list of people for further consideration, but we were trying to be difficult. The others would include Farida Dolly, 64, 84, Osman, 85, Ferrain, 103, Vali, number 7, Tatana, 53, Mampuru, and I would like us to consider Madala Routledge as well.
Thank you very much. Dr. Prasad.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. At the outset, we must place on record our discomfort in selecting anyone. We have received a list of very impressive names, incredible qualifications, and one can be but humbled in making such a selection amongst people of this caliber. And so, by definition, our indication of preference is doesn't detract from the merits of the others. This is the first thing. The second thing, we have conducted a selection merely on the resume without looking at objective qualifications. And our preferences would be for Christina Ann Bentley, 56. And forgive me if I mispronounce the name. Selo Tipaniane, 39. And my numbers may not be accurate because there were some missing. Goldstone Sandy Bay, 36. Jeremy Julian Sarkin, 26. Mervyn Dialan Durasami, 24. Hussein Salomon, 11. Kosa Kayla Humphrey Kaiser, 6. And Andile Mitsintama, 7. Yes, that would be it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What we'll do, because we are compiling the initial list, we are going to recommend that this list be cut down to 15. The committee, that the big committee. There might be need to begin to be some bit of a trading at the level of the witch. As we go forward, just establish a sense that we are all on board. Our idea is to, like I've said before, to be as inclusive as possible. It's a human rights commission of Santa Fe. If the NC hasn't found many attractive people here, according to its own agenda, it should not be a source of discomfort, as long as everybody else is brought on board. My understanding is that the interviews will produce the actual commissioners. this is the initial, the opening stage of the process. But we'll go on discussing as we go ahead. And we are very open-minded about the final product. I think we would want to hear that, make sure that we are all comfortable, and that we can give South Africa a team that can, they can look after the human rights committee, fulfill the mandate of this committee. Thank you very much. Yes, you. Is there any other party that wants to nominate? I think we're all here. The ones who are here. Honorable Olamisa.
Oh, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to request the team to give me the other names. I couldn't follow them all. I think after 41, there was what? 39, then 41, and then
39 was Sipanyane. 49. Which is a number that Kurt was also just called. Mm-hmm. That was Dennis Cherry. Mm-hmm. Then 57, Christina Bentley, which I heard both, and Adam and Mario School. Number 60, Bukel Rahman. Farida Jolly was also on our list. And then there were also some reserve names.
Mm.
I forget in which order I gave them to you.
No, I got those.
You got them. 753, 84, 85, 103, and
Madonna
Rockage.
Does Madonna Rockage
have a number?
Mm. Okay, I thought maybe you might want to make the work of the Kula committee even more easier by looking at the common name as so that we know what number we have. Because the numbers are many that are common, like number 11, number 26, number 36, number 39.
Michael has been doing this exercise. Would you like to present to you? Take me one second here.
Common names are number 11, number 26, number 36.
Would you mind calling the names?
Yes, call the names. I prefer that. 11.
Okay.
It's Professor Hussein Solomon, right?
Name and number.
Okay. 11 is Hussein Solomon. You give it. You call the number. I'll find the name.
All right. It's 11.
Professor Hussein Solomon.
26.
Thank you.
36. Sandy Bai. 39.
Sipanyane.
7.
don't know who that is.
Andile
Ndwala. Are you taking the land? And now, if you look at the sixth range of skills, I'm not going to remember the one called under there.
If you had awards, with those that are common to the other parties, the numbers are considerably reduced to about 16, I think.
However, that doesn't exist the name that we would like to see on the list, mm-hmm. and it still gives you a disproportionate number. Which have only your support and nobody else's. And they are also with respect disproportionately from the late batch. So I would not like to call that the end of the project.
You can just assisting us to while moving to
us.
What did you say about what is the honorable small thing about the late list? They should be clarity on that. We shouldn't run into trouble about it going to the thing. So we have got to talk about it now and resolve it.
If I may explain to say, now that the subcommittee has taken an agreement, I mean the committee, to admit those names, I think it's unfair to regard these as different from the previous one, the original people. Because they are, we are bound by the decision that has been taken to say all these people should be treated fairly, the committees that they will be considered. And now to differentiate them, to think that these are one and eight, I think unnecessarily creating problems.
Mr. Chairman, I concur with the Advocate Holomisa. We shall not ascribe motives to this action on the side of the NC, nor shall we taint the action itself with the bad motives, if there were bad motives. But I think that because we are bound by a decision which we blindly took. But I think that the point that the Honourable Master was raising is how do we go forward? The nomination, this is the most critical nomination, by definition, those who are charged with the high task of protecting human rights need to protect the rights of those who are disenfranchised, also politically. So it's a type of appointment in which it is essential to reach a large level of consensus and possibly unanimity if they are the protectors of those who are oppressed, possibly by the majority party, whoever the majority party may be. Today is the ANC, tomorrow COP, the day after the IFP. So it would be really, we need to develop a process where we can reach common names. The situation that the Honourable Master was pointing to is the fact that the ANC names are only supported by the ANC, while in respect of the other names there is that certain degree of communality or consensus, and that is problematic to me.
these are nominations, by the way. And nothing more than nominations. You see, we're going to debate the actual appointment after interview. And I think it's important for us to understand where we are in the process. We haven't, as MC, gone out to anybody or any party on our nominations. We haven't done that. So that might partly account for why didn't see nominations or MC nominations. So all I'm saying is I don't have to complicate the process now, because if there are real difficulties, we don't pass the stage until I'm satisfied everybody is on board. Whereas if the process is attacked later, then we're going to run into very deep water. If we really have strong reservations and we feel that the stage, maybe we should not proceed. We should say so. And then agree on a process to rectify what might be a problem. So I want to clarify that. I would not move ahead until I'm satisfied that we move along the lines which says these are nominations that we have put. We're going to process them together, and we'll do so in good faith, all of us. That's all I'm saying. So if what I'm saying reflects the mood of ourselves here, an agreement, it's fine. So we can make the list of this and recommend to the big, to the committee when we meet next week, to say to them, we want us to. That gives the parties a chance to go and relook in their names and so on. Because today we are not going to cut it down to committee, because it needs a lot of time for people to consult, to get mandates and so on.
Chair, yes, I support your drift, and therefore we will take this to the full Justice Committee as the next step. But may I ask that we all now, in the interim, apply our minds to the actual skills required and character and temperament required for human rights commissioners when we now work through the ANC's long and very unilateral list, read them with that in mind, as against the skills and qualifications in the joint list which has emerged from three other parties. And that's not the end of it, because I'm not ready to abandon some of the nominations I have on the DA list, which don't happen to appear on COPE or the ISB, and certainly not on yours. So can we come back on that basis? We look for a final list, or we all think we should try for 15. It's inconvenient to be very inclusive and just put in the whole lot to save ourselves the dispute at this stage. But that so very easily leads to a situation where you have the dispute later, and parties with more votes than other parties tend to push through what they want. So speaking for myself, I'd rather at the next, in the full meeting of the committee, see that we discuss these candidates and others, but on the basis of their skills, qualifications, and what they will actually contribute. That's in order. I mean, that's what we ought to be doing anyway.
Mr. Chair, may I have a rider on what the Honourable Martin said? I mean, we can't choose for the ANC candidates, of course. But we could, and we can nonetheless, plead in the interest of the country. And I agree that we need to have skills which reflect human rights knowledge, law, and the appeal to be impartial and across the spectrum. The ANC has made its choices. My humble prayer would be if the ANC could come with some additional names, which may also form a basis for broader consensus, because all these names you've got are all highly politically charged. All the ANC nominations have got their resume, a clear political ANC label right there, ANC membership, ANC apparatus. diplomatic position, training human rights in the USSR. There are three of them who have been training human rights in the USSR. And here we have got some resumes that one were really humble to say not this and the other one, because just blow the mind, the level of international expertise and knowledge. So first, my plea with the ISP is if there is somebody else there which would meet their taste and liking.
From the
existing
order.
You're
not inviting new.
No, I'm inviting new. I'm inviting from the existing 100. From all those, Mr. Chairman, which made it on time under the original deadline before condonation.
Thank you very much, Victor. we really do have a problem with these guys from the USSR.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I thought maybe we wanted now to go to the stage where we agree as to the number of nominees that we have from the ANC list, from the GA, ISP and COPE list. And taking into account those that are common, so that we know how many. Do we know, for instance, Bonani, have you been counting?
All.
In total, that's one of shortlisting, both the common and the uncommon.
That doesn't include the number of people.
I know, but what is the total?
And yours is 11, wasn't it?
11,
yeah. Now, you can call it 20, Chief.
Okay.
Chairman, you can call it 20, but because that's where we'll end up, if we're lucky. But
we
still
appeal. Yeah, I think we need to apply our minds then as to how do we do that. Are we agreed that we'll take that 20 to the bigger committee? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be able to do a better job than we can? Won't they be tempted to request us to have a look at them again and see if we cannot trim them down?
Mr. Chairman, may I suggest that we hang up?
Mr. Adams,
please.
Mr. Chairman, I am concerned about the length of the numbers of the meetings and the specifically are the NP and not qualified people. More specifically, number 1 for meetings and the SNP. How can you relate those efforts to the numbers of the meetings? My concern is that those people will actually end up with the
NP. There's something wrong with your mic and the chairman's office.
The chairperson, I'm concerned that those names you mentioned, and more specifically 122, which is an athlete. I don't see how an athlete can become a member. I'm concerned that those members won't be invited to the interview, and at the end, because the NP is in the majority, those people will just be appointed.
You know what? One of the things that I thought we should look at is the criteria that was used, which exists. I don't think we are starting from a place. What is the criteria?
That was leading.
Yeah, when we appointed commissioners before, there must have been some criteria that was used. Does it exist, Sama?
The criteria are in the constitution,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
That's a certain purpose, but then in addition, you must look at, never forget the entire Bill of Rights is the basis. That is what the Human Rights Commission looks after and interprets. But you must look at the work that the Commission actually does, and they appeared before us quite recently. Look at the work they do, which categories and divisions they have, and look at the duties assigned to the five or four sitting commissioners to date, so that you see what reins they will have to pick up. That's what you should be looking at. And Ms. Adams is right. The specialist in disabled athletics has absolutely nothing else to recommend that person. You know, just because they're disabled themselves, it doesn't mean you can go and be a human rights commissioner. You need some law. So, I mean, I suggest to ANC that you go and look at what each commissioner has been doing to date. All that stuff is available. At the kind of work they've been doing. And then fit the candidates to those tasks. But I do think, Chairman, that there was what Patricia is saying, maybe it's not so smart to take it direct to the best committee. And maybe we ought to have another session amongst ourselves after applying online to the actual skills and qualifications. And people then proposing a candidate should be able to tell the rest of us what it is that this person is going to do in the Human Rights Commission.
I was on the floor before. You broke me through.
Oh, okay.
I would like to come before Advocate Romito to enable him to react to my suggestion. We got 20 numbers. Let's make it 30. Let's to enable the ANC to add an additional 10 numbers. And let us come back here and together try to reduce those 30 down to a desired number. If we could do that tomorrow, it would suit me. But if we agree that we got 20 now, the ANC will come up with another 10. We're going to have 30, and then we reconvene to reduce it to a lower number to be decided
and
by the ANC.
The other 10 must come out of the city, and we hope that within the last level.
Correspond
to some of
them.
I mean, I. You want to say something?
Okay, just to say that the commonality, first of all, I think we would think of them. It's 11, 26, 36, 39,
7,
27. Yeah, I think we have 25.
It's not the
common. No. Yeah, 25, yeah. I think at the DA and COPE have about 25. We have 64, the DA and COPE, and we have 84 DA and COPE. So it's 8 plus 11 from the unit, that is 21.
Okay, that's not necessarily your final.
Yeah, and then maybe another small issue. Can we just, you know, I just appeal that if members want to say something, can we just, you know, raise our hands that they can be ordered to vote? You find out that there's one thing on the other side and another one. You can just raise our hands so that you can be proper.
Thank you, sir. Well, at this stage, I wouldn't want to support Dr. Martini's suggestion that we enlarge the number even more. I want to support Dean's suggestion that let's go and apply our minds to the list of 20 or 21 that we put forward and then come back. But I see that people already look at the merits and demerits of appointing one and not appointing the other. And yet, as far as I understand, you have not yet come up with a formula as to what exactly should we be looking for in the candidate that should be appointed to this commission. I know the law is there, the constitution is there, but I would think in addition to that, let us look at how the other processes were conducted in the appointment of commissioners and other people by parliament. But are there no sets of questions that are supposed to direct all the candidates, for instance? Some parameters, there should be some parameters that will follow, because some people will be talking here about the one candidate being supported only by one party, yet another is supported by two opposition parties. I wouldn't think that is something that has to be the main criterion to be followed. But as I say, in short, I'm saying, let us come up with a formula that is going to guide us on even the interviews that we'll be conducting to these people. But before that, of course, when we speak through these debates of these people that have been for the 21, we must know what it is that we'll be looking for and that should be discussed.
Could I suggest
that
the ANC avail itself if it wants that kind of system? Have a look at Carol Johnson's ad hoc committee last year that made that one particular appointment. She has some highly structured approach to the thing. I myself don't think you need that. I think we understand the Human Rights Commission, and that you would glean more from reading the annual reports or that report that Dr. Collison and the others presented to us the other day. But why not have a look at Carol Johnson's approach to it? It was quite formalized. end of it, of course, the ANC went and called this and came and did what they wanted to do anyway.
Does that? You want to say something?
Not enough women.
I think that's one of the factors that may have been in the regard. I thought maybe the committee would be in a position to assist in that regard.
Why don't you talk to something?
I've never appointed any commission. That president might guide us better.
I don't think we need you, but we're not looking at our own stuff. And I mean, I'm sure we all have the constitution.
Yes, we've got to act for what it's worth, it's older, as it's been. But, and then I urge you to have a look at the Commission's actual work. It'll very soon give you an idea of what's needed. So, we have got the list of 21 with the concerns that have been raised. How many women do we have? As you speak. I think we're meeting next week, Tuesday, as ourselves. Yeah, as the subcommittee. Let's just postpone the committee meeting. Let's do a lot of proper preparatory work. So by the time we get to the big committee, maybe we begin to be, we've got our minds together, we think alike. So let's do that, and one of the things we must look at for next week is we might begin to get men falling off the list quickly so that we create space for women whom we have not, who might be here in this list, and we need to look at them as well. And we can adjust our list. But we'll be working on this list on Tuesday. For another day, Tuesday, for the duration of the committee meeting, we'll work on it, and that will help us determine how to go forward from Tuesday. Then we can refer to our principals to have a look at different. I think we are done with work for the day. Thank you.
Thank you.